I don't know how this would classify as actually wicked, but it's probably the naughtiest thing I've ever done in terms of how I've come along the past few years. Well, it wasn't too long ago, actually. I woke up a little bit late. I had the day off. My wife had to go to work. I forgot to set the alarm, so she was a little bit late. So I decided I'm gonna wake her up. So I start rubbing her back, lightly scratching. She loves that. Of course, it doesn't really wake her up. I'm taking my fingers, I'm lightly scratching down from her neck, down her spine, and back up again. Then scratching those circles around her neck. She's got little bones. And I whisper, "It's time to get up. You have to go to work. It's getting late." She just moans again a little bit. I keep scratching up down her back. And I run my hand over her ass, over one side and the other. And I scratch back up to her neck again. "You really gotta get up, it's going to be late. You'll be late for work today." While I'm rubbing her back, scratching all over. And she's just moaning and squirming a little bit. She doesn't want me to stop. I scratch back down further, over her ass, one side, down one of her legs. Down to about where I can reach on her knees, behind her knee. Switch over the other side. Drag my fingers up her leg, over her ass cheek on the other side, and back up her back. She moans even louder. "Time to wake up. I'm gonna make you late for work if you don't get up now. You know I'm gonna make you late." And I'm still scratching, occasionally shrugging her shoulders a little bit on each side. Go back down her legs. I squeeze her ass with both my hands. And I run both hands up her back, scratching. She shivers and moans even louder. "You really gotta get up. You're really gonna be really late. You don't get up now, you're gonna be really late for work, because I'm not gonna stop." And she just moans, mutters something I can't quite understand, and just lays there some more. I'm using my hand still lightly scratching. I take one hand, scratch from her neck, all the way down her spine, down over her ass, my fingers just barely going over the crack of her ass, down between her legs, down as far as I can reach to about her knees in between her legs. I slowly work that hand back up, scratching, barely grazing her pussy, just barely tickling it. She shivers even more. "You've really got to get up. You have to get up. Time to go to work." And she sighs, shudders a little bit, moans, "I don't want to go to work. We've got to go to work. But it feels so good." I slide my fingers a little bit closer into her pussy. Just crazy, just a little bit. She spreads her legs just that little touch. She really doesn't need to be late for work today. But I keep rolling my hands up and down her back, across her ass, working my fingers a little bit closer into her pussy, just barely going inside, splitting her lips, just tickling just a little bit. She keeps shivering. I keep telling her, "You've got to get up. Gotta get out of bed." And then she goes, "No. Feels too good. I guess you've got to get up to work." She goes, "Why? Why do I have to get up?" "So you've got to go back to work. You've got to get up and go to work. You need to come back home for lunch.